was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night rolls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome to Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, you know what Bruce Ray Riggs and I have shared with you over the course of the past several years is nothing new. I was on a call tonight, which I got to speak to Ryan Bundy for the first time since I saw him in Oregon and spent time with him in Oregon. I was on a call with Tal Pollard, and I'm going to share, this group has a radio show, America First, so you can go to Facebook, America First. Let me share it on the website when I get a chance, and I'd like to thank them all for providing me an opportunity to speak with Ryan, and I did, and Ryan's spirits are tested, but they are strong. It's hell where he is, of course. But we got into talking again, of course, of the unlawful jurisdiction that is the problem. It is the linchpin. It is the solution without needing to fire a shot. It was the creation of every alphabet soup agency and jurisdiction by which all of us are screaming and complaining and pointing out and exposing. So when I was preparing for tonight's show, I figured, you know what? I'm going to share with folks this, more of this truth, because I know that I have some people tuned in who were unfamiliar with it. I spoke to a group today, a rather large group today. Not on that call, but a separate incident that you know, I know that there's a lot of people out there listening right now who I piqued their curiosity, and I also issued them a challenge. I issued the same challenge on the show that I was on tonight with Ryan Bundy and Tal Pollard and Bonnie and all those great people that are at least trying to do whatever they can. Now, we've said $1,000 to anybody that can prove us wrong, whether the 14th Amendment was constitutionally proposed and ratified. And I tell you right now, from the articles that I've read and some of the things that have popped up, I was most shocked when I saw the confirmation in New Jersey law in 2003 that proves us all right. Senate Joint Resolution number 16, State of New Jersey, 210th Legislature, introduced January 24th, 2002. Folks, why are they introducing a resolution in 2002 that does the following. First of all, it's sponsored by Senator Leonard Lance, Senator Nia Gill, and Assemblyman Neil Cohen. Check this out. A joint resolution revoking joint resolution number 4 of 1868, which sought to, but it actually did, withdraw New Jersey's ratification of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Folks, you better pay close attention to this, because you may think that you've heard everything about the 14th Amendment on this show as to date. But unless you know of this, you haven't heard the whole of it. Whereas the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, they go on to say, granted citizenship to and protected the civil liberties of freed slaves. And whereas 14th Amendment also prohibits states from abridging the privileges or immunities of any citizen, depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, and denying any person equal protection of the laws. And whereas the rights guaranteed by the 14th Amendment are part of the foundation of our free society. Relevance in that, I don't know what. Whereas in 1866, the New Jersey legislature acted to ensure these rights by ratifying the 14th Amendment. And whereas thereafter, the New Jersey legislature in 1868, get this, which basically makes this complete no, because they lied within it, and that can be proven. They say in 1868 attempted to withdraw its ratification of this amendment by passage of joint resolution number 4. Now, stop for a moment. Folks, I have a question to ask, and here it is. If the 1868 resolution by New Jersey to rescind the ratification of the 14th Amendment was only an attempt, then why is a resolution needed in 2003 to revoke said resolution? Let me ask that question again, and I want you to really put your thinking caps on. Line 16 of this resolution. Whereas thereafter, the New Jersey legislature in 1868 attempted to withdraw its ratification of this amendment by passage of joint resolution 4. I hope that I'm not the only one that gets this significant, important point. Folks, New Jersey in 2003 announced that this resolution was not an attempt, because you wouldn't need a joint resolution revoking something that was never passed. Now, here's something else, and it's going to be one of my whereases. Whereas the Supreme Court of the United States determined that the validity of the 14th Amendment could not be questioned, one thing that they did not say is that a bunch of idiot, libtard, and neocon Trotskyite idiots in 2003 would end up screwing that up by entering in the state of New Jersey, not in the District of Columbia, a resolution to rescind something that was never passed? Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? If there was a gun ban that was shot down in Congress, would you see a resolution rescinding a resolution for said gun ban that was never passed? Folks, they've admitted one of the linchpin problems. They have admitted that the process was unlawful. They've admitted, by having to even file this resolution, that the jurisdiction that has imprisoned, fined, fleeced, sold out, manipulated, controlled, domineered. I can think of a couple more adjectives. Would you all like to help me? This jurisdiction, they had admitted that it was rescinded. Therefore, there was no requisite amount met. There was no lawful passing of the 14th Amendment. Now, when I spoke tonight to this group, a man spoke up and he said, you know what? When I was going to school way back, my high school teacher told us about this, and he tried to wake us up about it. He said, I was too young and preoccupied to pay any mind to what he was saying then. My statement was to him, well, God bless his soul for trying. And the man said, yes, sir. In fact, God bless his soul. I just wanted to say, he went on to say how this is not anything new. And he's absolutely right. It's not anything new. Many, 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 many people separately on their own reading House and Senate documents have come to the same conclusion. Why would a bunch of senators in 2003 rescind something that was never passed? Of course they can't. You can't rescind something that doesn't exist. So basically what they've admitted for the past 100 and so years, a jurisdiction existed placing people in prison, finding and fleecing and dominating people, and now all of a sudden, when people start waking up and realizing about it, this state and a bunch of its libtard idiots jump to action. Well, I thank them for their stupidity. Folks, if you haven't donated to this show, I would suggest you start doing it. I suggest you start doing it now, because you know what? I may not be able to question the validity of the 14th Amendment in the Supreme Court. New Jersey isn't the Supreme Court. And what they did when they placed this document forward and felt the necessity to rescind something that was, according to them, never passed, while we may not be able to question the validity of the 14th Amendment, now we can question the constitutionality of New Jersey's rescission of the 14th Amendment. They gave us, without even realizing it, while trying to undermine us, they gave us a mechanism by which and for we can fight peacefully with truth. I was so shocked when I opened this up. It was unbelievable. Now check this out. Let me go on a little bit. Thereafter, in 1866, the New Jersey legislature acted to ensure these rights by ratifying the 14th Amendment. And whereas thereafter, the New Jersey legislature in 1868 attempted to withdraw its ratification of this amendment by passage of joint resolution number 4, and whereas both the federal secretary of state, you, Bruce, and I have been telling you, William H. Seward, and the Congress refused to recognize New Jersey's attempt to withdraw ratification, and then the 14th Amendment became a part of the U.S. Constitution on July 20th, 1868. Folks, do you hear from Lane 19 and 22? Both the federal Secretary of State, who we all know as William Seward, and the Congress refused to recognize New Jersey's right. The voice of the people, and this is just one state, the voice of the people was absolutely and completely ignored. And they're admitting it. They are admitting it in this resolution. Who has the authority in Washington, D.C. to override and usurp the right of the people of the state of New Jersey? Who has that right? No one. Thereafter, it goes on to say, New Jersey legislature attempted to withdraw its ratification of this amendment by passage of joint resolution number 4, and whereas both the federal secretary of state and the Congress refused to recognize, whereas the attempt to withdraw New Jersey's ratification of the 14th Amendment is contrary to the state's long tradition of respect for and protection of the civil rights of persons, and whereas, even though the attempt to withdraw New Jersey's ratification of the 14th Amendment was without effect, there is nevertheless a need to rectify this misguided action now, therefore. Really? If it was without effect, if it was never lawfully done to rescind, then I really want to know. I am dying to know by whose authority. Even though the attempt to withdraw New Jersey's ratification was without effect, there is nevertheless a need to rectify this misguided action. Why would one need to rectify something that is invalid, so they say? That's kind of like being in an argument, completely losing the argument, and then the person who beat the pants off of you. Are you going where I'm going with this? You get where I'm going? Why would I have to nullify your beaten argument if you got beaten? So be it resolved by the Senate and the General Assembly of the State of New Jersey, which is now in an unlawful state of treason and has no full force and effect of law to try and do any such thing that they're about to. Joint Resolution Number 4 of 1868, which attempted to, no, it actually did, withdraw New Jersey's ratification of the 14th Amendment, is hereby revoked. How many of you out there need to revoke something that's already null? So they're saying that the 14th Amendment was passed and that this is all malarkey. It's never something that existed. But we're going to revoke it, even though there's nothing to revoke. Folks, we've been hoodwinked. We've been beyond hoodwinked. This is a crime of fraud, usurpation. It's what's holding our patriots in jail to this moment in Oregon. Unorthodox. The war had ended in 1865, folks. 1865. Now, I would really like anyone to explain to me, if you would, how I'm wrong. Come collect your money. Feel free to call in and call in the challenge. Call in to ask a question. You know, the seceding states It was viewed as a criminal act by the U.S. government. The governments by which they created, according to the federal government, never existed. It was a criminal act. Yet still they sought to punish the 11 southern states. But it didn't stop there. The jurisdiction by which they sought to punish the 11 rebel states was applied to every state in the Union. This is the answer. This is the problem. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
This is the most transparent administration in history. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yo, somebody's gonna have to pay. Chameleons, eavesdropping on your feelings. They gave poor little Jaden Smith
smack, a social justice warrior. You little supine sorocyte slacker. I can't stand a milk toast. Paid provocateur, pure distractor. Call yourself an activist, you're really just an actor. We know your motherfucking name, and we know from whence your ass came, and we know what the fuck you're on, and we know exactly where the fuck you're gone. Don't pretend that your cause is just, cause in a genuine debate you would all get crushed. Don't be mad cause Trump woke up the silent ones, and you've exposed yourself as the violent ones. You're victims of an unmitigated shit circus of demons and reptiles paying lip service. The goyim on a whole fail, rejecting the one Gentile smart enough to pay wholesale. Somebody gotta pay.
You got a phone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence because it's my dedicated duty. Oh, bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to the time of me. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first you must understand,
they pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship,
let them persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it,
man, it'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict,
free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off,
but have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end.
You are tuned in to the not a country, but a corporation
contractually created by the Constitution.
Let there be no debate.
Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We afford to you. The prosecution is prepared to offer you a plea. They say they've identified Jane Doe number 3. Virginia Roberts photograph nude front to lead with you, Mr. Dershowitz. Do you want to see? That's what I thought. We can make it all in.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast. Oops. You know how technical difficulties go. We had a little bit of a hiccup. Sorry about that. You know, I got on a call tonight sharing with people the Oregon House resolution document that I brought to Oregon. And, you know, I posited a little bit of a theory that I've been kind of keeping quiet about. I don't really understand how certain individuals, including myself and a couple other people that I'm not going to name because I'm not trying to put them out on Front Street, got to walk in and stand on that ground in Oregon and walk out without all crazy stuff happening. And I tell you what, there's only one thing that every individual that I know of I'm speaking of was holding in their hand and in their minds and in the knowledge was this Oregon House resolution, amongst a few other things. This is what this is built upon, an unlawful jurisdiction. Now, folks, I've been at this for a long time, trying to shake them up and wake them up. I've been all across the country. I've come down here to Florida. I came on the air and I asked y'all to support me last night and support Bruce Ray Riggs. And I would like to personally thank the one individual that sent us $25. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, straight up. Every night, I'm here. I'm here, I listen, I care, I teach. I've been all over this nation and put myself in bodily harm. And I don't care. It is what it is. It's not about popularity. It's not about me. But I'm going to be straight up honest with you, folks. I get emails. I know people are listening to this show. I hear John's show. I hear people calling in. I hear that they're interested, and I hear that they're learning, and I get the fact that this isn't brand new content every night. It's not about the headlines that are on, that are in the newspapers. It's not all about the Orlando shooting or the Trump campaign or anything else. But I got to tell you something. When your kids go to school, your tax money pays those teachers $80,000, $90,000 a year to turn your children into communists. While I'm tutoring kids through the back door, trying to make them good Christian patriots to support this constitutional republic, I have to say, folks, without your support, I don't have much gas left, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't need to make a ton of money. That's not what I'm here for. If I was in this for the money, folks, I'd have been gone a long time ago. And I know all of you out there are struggling. I understand. But you know what? I'm struggling too. So if you're tuning in and you hear me, show me that you want this show on RBN. I'm going to challenge all of you right now that are listening right now. And I'm not asking for $100 or $150 or $1,000 or $3,000. I know everybody out there is hurting. You know, if 50 of you out there sent $10, it would be enough so that we could put some much needed money into our equipment. I've taken every device that I used to use for my personal pleasure and benefit, and I put it right in here, and it destroyed one after another after another. Now, I'm not gonna stand here and complain all night, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. I need your support to do this. If you guys don't want this show on the air and you don't want to hear what we have to say anymore, then I understand. You can show me tonight. Tonight you can show me whether you want this show on the air. I've moved now again from Texas to Florida at my own expense again, to get behind a candidate who wants to run for the House of Representatives, that wants to risk his neck getting and his head getting blown off, bringing it to Washington, D.C., so that he can try and bring the truth forward. When I have to struggle to do what I have to do, then it's time that I focus my efforts on what's productive. So folks, I need your help. That's the bottom line. Go to resurrectorepublic.com. Click on PayPal. Go to rtrtruthmedia.com. Click on PayPal. While you're at RTR Truth Media, make sure you click on that House resolution and share it with the next 50 friends you have. Because unless and until we wake people up to this unlawful shadow government unless we wake people up to the lies that we have been repeatedly and constantly told over the course of history, that have propagandized us and made us believe that the jurisdiction by which they're coming down on us with every alphabet soup friggin' agency out there, unless and until we address it and we attack it and we take it out, we are going to live in a country that is enslaved until they trigger the banking collapse when enough of us wake up. I'm telling you right now, it's going to come. We have a peaceful resolution and we have a man who's willing to stand up for you. So show us how much you want us to fight. Stop sitting on your couches and in your armchairs and complaining and bitching and whining that you want things to change. And when you have people that are willing to stick their head out and get it blown off for you, you sit back. Not you, everybody that's listening. You know what I mean. When I left my mom before she passed, when I left her to go to the Bundy Ranch, and I looked in her face, my heart felt kind of crushed because she had tears running down her face and she thought she was never going to see me again. And it's not just me. All those patriots that went out there, many of their families thought that they would never see them again. We're not going to get Bruce Ray to Washington, D.C. unless people are willing to do something about it. Now, you may not have money. Maybe you have some equipment you can donate. You may not have some equipment to donate. Maybe you could donate some time. It's not all about money. That's not it. I mean, that helps. But it's not all about money. Supporting isn't all about money. You could contact us and volunteer. Help us with the website. Help us with social media. I got two things going on right now. One is Bruce Ray's campaign, and one is a very dear friend who has a horse ranch. I'm working on a horse ranch by day now. Going back and forth doing the campaigning for Bruce. And then when I'm done with all of that, I come here for 2 hours to give to you out of my heart, my blood, and my soul, my sweat, and my tears. So if you guys want this show on the air, I'll know at the end of this broadcast. I'll know tonight because you'll go and you'll support us or you'll send me an email and state in what way or way you can provide assistance, volunteering. If you're in the state of Florida in the 11th Congressional District, you can email me if you want to go out there and you want to put signs out, if you want to put flyers out, if you want to shake hands and meet people at the supermarkets. If you want to talk about the problems that we have and how we're going to solve them instead of how we're just going to complain about them. If we don't do something about this, man, we're shot. And if that's the case, then all of the time in each and every life and each and every minute that every patriot out there has been taken away from their families and they spent their hard-earned money, time, labor, and love into this is all for naught. And I don't want to believe that that's true. Now, I've been here for a couple years, and I have not snapped like this and said, you know what? I need you folks to keep on going. Now, unless you think our job is done here, well, that may be. If that's the way you feel, I'll know at the end of tonight. I love RBN and I respect John Stadtmiller with all my heart. He's not one time ever never censored us. He has never in any way told us we could not share something that we wanted to share. You have an absolutely First Amendment rich environment here. And you know, the only reason that I'm not on other radio networks that are mainstream is because we would have to sell out. We wouldn't be able to share what we want to share here. We'd have to cut a lot of it out. That's the problem. But unfortunately, those communication mediums are given away to people for free, practically. So when people come, sometimes they don't realize that this is like, you know, public radio, you know what I mean? It exists off of you. If you want to call in, you want to comment, you want to tell us what's up, please feel free to do so. Chris in Las Vegas, brother, how you doing?
Well, very well, Tom, although I hear the frustration, the concern, the pain in your voice, and I think America is sharing that.
I know
we
they
have
are.
Been under extreme economic devastation for 8 years of Obama's so-called administration of foreign terrorist massacres in America and Islam al-Muslimic fraudster sitting in the seat of the highest office in the land. And he has done a wonderful job, if you think destroying America is his objective. If you thought he was there to do anything for the people or the country, I think you were greatly deluded and deceived from the very beginning, even for the campaign.
Yeah.
He spoke of mixed metaphors, semantic word tricks, attorney lies, polar opposites. And the people here in America are in such dramatic and devastated financial condition that, you know, many can't even afford 25, but if they can give a dollar or five or ten.
Five, or anything. I'm not greedy. $5, something, anything.
Those things add up.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce's plight down there is a worthy plight. It's one of duty and honor that he's trying to pursue for the benefit of the people of the great state of Florida.
Yes.
Which also benefits the rest of the country. Florida has been picked on as a weak stepsister or stepbrother, as the case may be, in this transgender society we don't know anymore, do we? But, you know, they like to think that the people in the South are slow and they're not intelligent but not smart.
Yeah.
Every American has a great amount of intellect and ability to use it if they choose to. Do their own due diligence and study, learn, educate, and share that knowledge with others Americans like you're doing tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I certainly applaud. You know, I have a high respect for you and for Bruce and for John other contributors on the Republic Broadcasting Network and other truth media stations too.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few good people out there. There's no doubt about that. I thank you, Chris, and you know, you've been a friend of me for a while now, and I've spent time with you personally. You were there when I dipped out of, you know, I stayed with you there in Las Vegas for a little bit and sat and broke bread with you. You're an incredible, intelligent man, and we've been both, you know, I know that you pop on as a guest, but you should probably have your own darn show, really, be honest with you, but... You come on a lot, and you share a lot of information. I know a lot of people out there, they may not realize, you know, what going from New Jersey to Nevada to Oregon to Texas to Florida, fighting for this republic. I've spent every last bit of my savings waking and shaking people up, trying to show them the one thing. It's such a simple thing. The one most peaceful, easy resolution that all this unlawful stuff was built upon. And, you know, I have to be honest, brother. I'm running out of gas. I'm just running out of gas.
Brother. Me too, but I'll keep fighting as long as I can until I die. You know,
you know I will too. You know, I may be going through my little stump complaining session tonight or whatever you want to call it. I haven't had one. You know, really, not like this. But, you know, everybody's entitled to a moment to stomp their feet, I guess, a little bit. I guess that's what this is for me, because you know I'm not going anywhere.
Well, if you don't mind, Tom,
Yes, sir.
The plight of the patriot is not a light one, for sure. It's a heavy load.
Yes, sir.
My sweetheart has drug up on me, given up the fight, abdicated, and decided to walk away from me and the house and let the bankster gangsters have it. But I'm still here fighting, trying to keep it for her and the children.
Yes, sir.
I just recorded some paperwork and had to redo it in form of propria last Friday, under Thursday, under an emergency request for a temporary injunction, while the federal investigation into J.P. Morgan Chase, Tiffany Bosco Firm, National Default Services, Select Portfolio Services, and others is proceeding through the agencies, because as a mere natural pro per, or pro se, as they like to call us,
yourself,
I was absolutely dealt the most dirty blow by these terrorist black robe priests of Baal in these federal courts, J.C. Mahan, Vince Cam Fehrenbach, and Gloria Navarro, the so-called chief judge, appointee of the Harry Reid cabal and the Annenberg-Adelson crime family.
Yes, sir. And,
you know, I had the goods on J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the reason they had to do every trick in the book to shut down my case and 12B6 trick me to try to moot my case, because my case would bring J.P. Morgan Chase to the ground before their fraud and corruption and theft of homes by deception and through being third-party debt collectors buying WaMu and Lehman Brothers stock.
Well, brother, I admire, you know what? You just put some wind right back in my sails with that. It doesn't take much. We got to go to break. Stay with me, Chris. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, yeah. The American Israeli parasite.
sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine. $4 billion a year to murder Palestine.
Yo, yo.
Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you play for the team, and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage in the beyond.
Resurrect the Republic.
The asymmetrical
radio broadcast
declared when people unprepared is sickening.
And I'd like to say thank you, Richard. We had a donation pop in there, and I'd like to personally, you know, I need to start personally thanking people when they do that, because it is a lot. It's a lot for people to give 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. I know the times are rough. Let me explain, you know, Chris, you know where I am right now? I'm not going to give away names and stuff, but this is what I'm doing right now and why I'm a little stressed out. Maybe I should explain this to my audience and maybe they would understand where I'm at. A very, very dear friend of mine had her father pass away, and he left her a horse ranch, a horse farm. And this happened, Chris, I was already coming to an area in Florida, less than an hour away. All of this took place as I was landing to help Bruce Ray with his campaign. She had a will and a trust that was all laid out so that stepmother was going to get some money, and she was going to get enough to run the farm so that the people here wouldn't feel a bump. Her father really wanted to lay this out properly, and the stepmother either had someone else do it, or someone on her behest, or somebody for her, forged a signature that seized over $500,000 that we know of. Her father sold another business for $1.2 million. We haven't been able to find, but we're working on. And, you know, I got to tell you, brother, this woman that I'm talking about is one of the most devout Christian patriots that I know. And she doesn't have the money to run the farm. So what I did was I came here and I'm going to work for free so that the farm exists, you know, cutting the fields and doing all that, everything that needs to be done. That's why I'm a little worn out. It's why you're hearing crickets in the background. I'm actually on the ranch right now. And and there's no money to meet payroll. The folks that she had working here had to politely, we had to tell them, you know, thank you for your help and your services. But for just a short time until we get things straightened out. And we've been to the sheriff's department, the state attorney, and all of them. And brother, what I tell you, what we have going on here is a rigged system in Florida that even if somebody leaves you something worth this, and it clearly defines everything that you're supposed to get and everything that's supposed to work, without you being able to, this is what the first lawyer wanted to charge her, 50% of what she got plus expenses. Plus expenses. Now, check this out, brother. I went to the probate office to open up the case, mm-hmm. and they don't even have the forms available, and you can't even open up probate without a bar association attorney. Hold on to the other line, folks, because I know you're gonna wanna weigh in on this. So folks, don't go anywhere. We're gonna be right back. Love y'all, man. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Here in the land of the not so free.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.